Everybody can be a freelancer. But the point is not being a freelancer, but a business owner, a CEO. Freelancer is something that was popular mostly because they get to work remotely on staff that they want to, and they're very flexible. Yes, but a freelancer usually makes based on how much they work, so how many hours they work. When you are a CEO of your own business, you hire an outsource and you get to work as much or as little as you want, plus you make more than you used to as a freelancer. At least that's where I'm at. I work way less hours than before and I'm able to book higher paying clients. Welcome to the Profitable Graphic Designer Podcast. I'm Katie Sandel, brand strategist, designer, and the CEO of a successful six-figure design agency. I teach brand, graphic, and web designers how to get more clients, increase their pricing, and build profitable design businesses in a simple and sustainable way. We have online programs, courses, and templates that you can use, as well as our coaching and mastermind high-touch experience for creatives. You can find out more about starting and growing your design business at aventiveacademy.com. But until then, grab a cup of coffee and join me in today's podcast episode. In today's episode, I want to talk about booking high-ticket clients. It doesn't have to be a 10K. It can be, you know, even like 5, 7. I mean, it can be even like 15 or 20K clients while working 5 hours, 15, 20, or basically working less than having a full-time job, you know? So kind of like running your own design agency, working less while making more, which is the whole dream, right? Now, I want to let you know that it's not a magic and it doesn't happen overnight. Like, you need to start from somewhere. And if you're still running your design business as a freelancer, that's okay. But it might be time for you to develop the systems to build a simple and sustainable business that doesn't need you 24/7. In my branding and design agency, I am responsible for bringing in clients, like talking to them, making sure they understand what we do, how we help them, what they can expect from us. And then I become a creative director or sometimes brand strategist. And I'll explain this in a second. But basically, it's on me to find the clients, figure out if we are the right fit, if we want to work with them, if they can actually get what they're looking for from us, and so on. So I also want to say that I literally do only the things I truly enjoy in my business, and I hire out for everything else, like literally everything. The one thing I love is getting clients, and I'm pretty good in connecting with people naturally. So this like selling and all those like communication things and all that, you know, it really comes easily to me, as I don't even feel like I'm selling. I'm just telling them what we do and they give us the money to do it for them. At least that's how I see it. And it's a very easy process. It goes, as mentioned, like really naturally for me. So this part of my business is something that I'm just not ready to outsource because I'm still enjoying it and I love it. So I don't see myself like having salespeople or a sales team or, you know, someone who's going to reach out to people and contact them. I mean, I do have someone who is reaching out to people, like sending cold emails and things like that, but not really going for in-person networking events on behalf of my company or anything like that. Like that's usually me. So as mentioned, I really do only the things that I love in my business, and this is something I love. And another thing that's very cool is that I never negotiate. Like, I don't have the push and pull tactics. I don't convince them. I don't convince my clients into something that they're not comfortable with. And I'm usually like, take it or leave it. I don't like when people are being salesy to me. So I guess that's what I That's why I don't do that to others. So when I go for a networking event, I simply connect with people and we connect on a deeper level. I don't just talk about my branding and design business. I don't talk about my services, pricing. Like, I am not like a live proposal. I am just a person. So the topics that I usually have is like what kind of coffee I like, where I live, what my kid is doing, what, you know, our plans for the weekend are and things like that. And then, by the way, this is what I do. By the way, I offer branding, visual identity, packaging design, and websites for these kind of businesses. So if you know someone who's looking for something like that, let me know. Kind of like, oh, I can help people that you know, which is like really cool, because then people who I'm talking to at those networking events will also be like, look good in my future potential client's eyes, if that makes sense. But long story short, when I go for events, I don't try to sell, I try to connect. And the same is when I'm on LinkedIn. So, you know, it's not just about like in person or not in person, because maybe you are in a location that doesn't have many networking events. Maybe you're not, you know, I'm here in Austin, Texas, and there are many, many in-person networking events, but I get it. Like, not everyone is able to, you know, build a business and grow their business by building those like in-person relationships. But that's why we have social media, you know, that's why we have internet. And so many businesses are built online. I mean, so many people have online businesses. And so even when I'm on LinkedIn and connecting with people, I don't even connect with my target audience. I connect with people who have the same target audience that I have. And I'm building that relationship in a way of, one day that is going to be my referral partner. One day I'm going to get clients from this person, because that person has the same target but offers different services. So those would be like web developers, photographers, videographers, you know, kind of like other creatives. So people who don't offer like logo packaging, websites, but work with the same target audience. So that's a really, really cool. That's something that works really, really well for me as well. Okay, so I am the one that talks to people in my branding and design agency. And after I get a lead, I schedule a call. So when I schedule a call with my client, usually I have a Calendly link that I send to them. And in the past, and I have to mention this because you may have heard me talking about not wanting clients to book calls or meetings with me whenever they feel like. I never wanted other people to make my schedule. I wanted to make a schedule like on my own. But with Calendly, I was able to exclude a lot of different days and times. So I think that now clients can book me only like on Tuesdays and Thursdays and only like certain times. I don't know the exact time, but let's say it's Tuesday between 9 and 12 and then on Thursday 1 till 4 or something like that. So I always have that in my calendar, like, okay, these are the times that I might be talking to clients. So I'm not going to schedule any in-person meeting or anything that I have to like record or things like that. I know that that time is for client meetings. And if there are no client meetings on a calendar, then I'm going to write emails for my email marketing, or I'm going to edit the website or something else. But overall, after I schedule a call or after they schedule a call, I am their main point of contact. So this is when I become a brand strategist or creative director, depending on the project. So most of the time, our project consists of like brand strategy, visual identity, packaging design, and website design. That's my signature offer. And that's something that we always, like most of the time get. I can't say like always, but 99.97%. And so sometimes I would do brand strategy and sometimes I would outsource brand strategy. Depends on the client and if I feel like I want to do it. If I think it's something like super cool and new and interesting and challenging and I've never done it before, then I am the one that's going to work on their brand strategy. So that's why, that's what I'm saying, like that I move from being a salesperson or, you know, the person that brings in a client to becoming a brand strategist. And then sometimes I would just give it to one of my team members and she would do everything from join me during the calls with a client to develop full brand strategy, and then I just go through it to make sure I wouldn't like add something or remove, and then we send it to our proofreader who would maybe suggest some changes or just make sure we don't have any like grammar mistakes. I mean, at the end of the day, English is my second language, but even if it wasn't, I think it's like way more professional to send a file that doesn't have mistakes, right? So, you know, after we get that brand strategy document back, then we send it to the client. Also, there were times where I thought that the project was kind of boring, or I've done it so many times. Now, I don't want to mention like any specific industry, but like something that I've done it like so many times, you know, like over and over again, just like I did in the past. And this is funny, like seven, 8 years ago, I worked with one client. They were in the construction. So like construction company, they needed logo, business cards, letterheads, like whatnot. And so after I completed that for them, and I think I had it in my portfolio, I don't remember, but basically I got another construction company and I was like, okay, cool, it's fine. Then I got another construction company and I was like, oh my God, I don't want to work with construction companies ever again. So kind of like similar to that, if I've done brand strategy for the same type of brand or business like so many times, then I just don't feel like doing it. Then my brand strategist would do everything. So like from A to Z, where I'm not even involved, like maybe I would just go through it, like read it, but that's it. I wouldn't be like really involved. And also there were times where we had really big and complex projects. So in that case, I would bring in a few brand strategists. So it wasn't just me and another brand strategist, but it was like 4 or 5 of us. And then we worked together on this one project because that brand like really has to stand out. And it's very challenging because maybe they are in a niche where it's very hard to stand out. For example, spas. Like if you look from an outside perspective, so not from a perspective of being a graphic brand or web designer, most of spas offer same services. They look the same. They have very similar visuals. They have very similar messaging, communication. Like they want people to feel, you know, relaxed, happy, this and that. They're very, very similar. So if we get a client like that and we really have to help them position themselves as the best possible spa for the right client, then I might bring in a few brand strategists. When the brand strategy is completed, then we work on visual identity. This is not something I do anymore. I outsource everything from this point. Visual identity, labels, packaging, website copy, website design, and web development. So this is all outsourced. I used to do all of these things, and that was when I was still a graphic designer. So when I was just a solo freelance designer, before I built my branding agency. And so this is when I turned into a creative director. So, you know, first I was a salesperson, brought in a client. Then I was a brand strategist on some projects. You know, some projects I am not a brand strategist and I'm just a creative director. Or after the brand strategy is completed, then I turn into a creative director. But long story short, I am a creative director within my branding and design agency. And this is basically where my team works on different parts of either designs or copywriting development for the same client. So let's go back to that spa. So if we get a client who is in the spa industry, and now the brand strategy is completed, now we have a brand designer who's going to work on their logo, selecting their colors, typography, all that, you know, visual identity. Then we are going to have a copywriter who's going to write copy for their labels, packaging, if they have them, if they have their own products within the spa, or you know, they're going to work on copy for websites. Then we have a website designer who's going to work on, you know, full website design. And then we have a web developer who makes all that work. So there are a few different people who are involved within one project. And then as a creative director, What I do is I kind of like oversee all of that. And if I need some changes, if I want my team to make some changes, I would still, you know, talk to the client. I would bring in clients either for consultation or for revisions, changes, like whatever it is. But basically, I'm the one that needs to like to make sure that everything goes well, that we're on the right track, that we're gonna get there on time and all of that. I do also have a manager that I'm gonna mention later, but she's very involved in all this like tiny things to make sure that we send everything to the client on time. Besides the projects and clients, I also outsource some business tasks like marketing, advertising, taxes. As mentioned, I have a manager and she is amazing. She works on a lot of different things. Then I also have a CPA because I don't know anything numbers related. Then I have a consistent blogger who writes for us. So he's been with us for now, I would say like a year and a half or so, and he would deliver a few blogs every single month. He sends them to us, and then my manager would take them, kind of like read, go through them, see if he needs to make some changes, and then post on our website, like optimize it and all of that. I don't have anything with it. So, you know, that's something that I outsource because that way I have more flexibility and freedom within like my schedule and my time. Then we have a designer who works on our social media posts. And she is also amazing. She basically works based on like how many posts we send her, like what we want her to design, like the covers, things like that. Then we have a content developer who's also our manager. So she would help with captions for social media. She would organize the community, things like that. She's also doing everything podcast related. So I would come up with an idea for podcast topic, and then I would record a podcast, and she would write all the notes and upload it to our website and basically like upload the podcast episode online. I also have a podcast editor because I don't want to waste my time editing and doing something that I don't really enjoy. So I send him to do things that he loves. So I hope that by now you're seeing the pattern where I do only the things that I love within my business and I outsource everything else. With this kind of system in place where I have a team of people to help me grow my business, I honestly don't even need to work more than 5 hours a week. I love working, so I definitely do work more than 5 hours a week. I am a workaholic, but then also, I don't even know if I would say that anymore. At least that's what I used to be. But now that I'm 30-something, now I am more like, I have days where I'm like working that I forget to eat. And then I have days where I just feel like I want to be in a hot tub and do nothing or go to a pool or go somewhere for a 5-hour coffee. So it really depends. But I am getting my time back because I used to work a lot. I used to work, I don't even know what my hours were because I would stay up like the whole night. It sounds ridiculous. I don't even know how I was able to do it, but I was living in this one apartment complex and people were leaving and I would see them at 7, 8, 9 a.m. They're leaving and I'm still working. It was crazy. I don't think I can do that anymore. And then I would go take a nap, like sleep a little bit. And then I had to wake up by noon or 1. So basically I would get like 3 to 5 hours of sleep. And then I had to continue working on clients' projects because I wouldn't be able to deliver them on time. And that's basically called undercharging and accepting everything. And even then I was making like 10K or closer, like 9 to 10K. I was just like working nonstop and that wasn't life. So that's when I started like getting my time back. I started outsourcing, hiring. I started like with, I know my first hire was a content writer because that's something that would take me a lot of time. And even though I was afraid to invest in outsourcing and hiring someone, that is something that helped me get clients so that, you know, I don't have to waste my time on doing a lot of different things. So basically, I got my time back by outsourcing, hiring, and scaling my business. So having a team and systems in place has helped me grow my branding and design agency, and I wouldn't be able to do it by myself. And if you're looking to grow, the best way to start is asking yourself, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Do you see yourself working with clients like 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, doing everything by yourself, talking to the clients, sending proposals, like writing proposals, contracts, working on the design projects or development or whatever it is that you offer, then sending that to them, and then promoting, marketing, working like on your own business? Or do you maybe see yourself running your business as an agency? And that doesn't mean that you have to have a ton of employees and worry about their salary and things like that. You can just have contractors and outsource when you need. And, you know, so just think about that. And maybe you're already making $5,000, $7,000 per month right now, and it's all great. But if you were to get sick or something, like, would you be able to make that much? Or if you simply want to take a vacation? So basically, I feel like the answer is always that you need team. You can't just grow by yourself, and you and your team can grow together. I really want to kind of like motivate you and push you to start thinking and behaving differently, because you will really see the difference within your business if you start outsourcing right now. And even if you don't have enough money to outsource, like, I get that, because that's where I was as well, you will see that return on investment. Figure out how to make more money, how to get more clients like quickly, or, you know, do something. Maybe even like find a part-time job, or you be a contractor or something. And then with that money, hire out someone who's going to help you grow your business. And then when you get to the next level, it will get easier. Now, as soon as I started like hiring and outsourcing, I started seeing the results that my team was providing for me. And that's when I was able to start booking higher paying clients, because then I was able to position myself as an agency. So I was a branding and design agency, even though it was still technically just me, but I positioned myself a little bit different than being a freelance graphic designer. Like, what does that even mean? So I position myself like, I am an agency. We are an agency. This is what we provide. I have a team of people. And clients started like to trust me, not just me, but started to trust us. You know, they saw like, oh, Katie has her branding and design agency. They're probably really good. Let's work with them. Versus, I'm a designer. I offer logo design, website design, and so on. It's totally, totally different vibe. And you start attracting different kind of people and different level of people. So, you know, like bigger companies, bigger clients, they usually want to see that you're successful as well. And they want to see that you have a team, that you have a support, that it's not just like a random one person who can just ghost them, right? And maybe they've had that kind of experience in the past, because I did have some clients who would tell me that their previous designer ghosted them, or did something wrong and never responded, or would respond with like, oh, this is what I think, instead of like, this is what we think. And it's totally different, you know, like if you hear opinion from one person versus a team of that person. So that's how you start growing, because you just hire the team, you're outsourcing, and you're starting to see the results. You are attracting and booking higher paying clients, high ticket clients, 15K, 20K, 45K, and you have money to outsource even more so that you get your time back. And then instead of 50 hours, you can work 45 hours a week. And then you can work 30 hours a week. And then you can get to 20, which is basically a part-time. And then you get to that level where you can even work just 5 hours a week and everything else is outsourced, especially when you get to the point of hiring a manager who is basically like copy-paste you, right? So it's someone who is like you, and you still have to be around. I mean, you're the CEO of your own business. You can't like completely not to do anything. And I'm sure you can, but you have to figure that out. But when you have a manager, you have a team of people that your manager would manage. So it's not even just like you being stuck with like a bunch of people that you have to manage and things like that, but you have people to really run your design business, and you don't even have to work full time. You don't have to work even like, I don't know, more than 5 hours. It's really amazing. And we've seen some of our students here at Eventive Academy, like starting to outsource, starting to ask questions like, how do I build this design agency? It's just two of us. We are making $7,000 a month, but how do we get to $20,000? How do we get to $40,000 a month so that we can outsource all the things that we are spending our time on? How do we hire our first, I don't know, employee? How do we hire our first blogger? How do we find a CPA? How do we find someone who's going to bring in more leads? Because we are introverts, you know, like some people, like not all people are like I am. Not everyone is comfortable talking to people and selling and all that. And then they maybe need a team of salespeople that are going to bring in more clients so that you can grow that way and so on. But long story short, every designer has its unique business. Not every branding, web, or graphic design business is the same. We all have different design businesses. And that's why I've created the Creative CEO. The Creative CEO is a high-touch mastermind and coaching program that helps you get to the level that you want to get to. We help you consistently find high-paying design clients and build your dream team and finally take your design business to the next level as a creative entrepreneur. If you want to know more about the Creative CEO, you can visit eventiveacademy.com/mastermind. But yeah, I hope that this episode was helpful to you, and I hope that you will start at least, if not like hiring, like you don't have to do it tomorrow, but at least start thinking about how you can hire. Start writing your goals. Where do you see yourself in 5 years, in 3 years, in 1 year, even in 6 months? And then who you need help from to get to that level, you know, like if you want to get more clients organically, like through Google and SEO and all that, you know that you have to write blog posts. If you're not a good writer, or if it takes too much time, or if it's not the best for you to use your time, if you're better in doing something else, then that would be your first employee or first contractor and so on. You get a point. I really hope that you will start hiring, start outsourcing, or as mentioned, at least start thinking about it, as I know that that's going to help you grow your design business. Talk to you next time. Thank you for joining us today on the Profitable Graphic Designer Podcast. If you're ready to scale your business into a profitable, simple, and sustainable design agency, as well as get your time back, then I invite you to join The Creative CEO. The Creative CEO is a high-touch coaching and mastermind experience for brand and web designers who are ready to constantly book high-ticket clients and get to six figures and beyond without the overwhelm. Visit eventiveacademy.com/mastermind for more information.